producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. We're talking with Sue Ellen, who's facing one of the common concerns. We're actually called the sandwich generation, where our parents are living longer and needing more care. Our children are staying home longer and needing more support from us. And we feel sometimes like, I think it's not so much a sandwich generation as the squash generation. We feel like we're getting things from both sides. But, I mean, the good news is that your parents are alive. The good news is that your kids are healthy. The difficult thing is that a lot's going to fall on you. But I think this is really a time where you're in search of some information that you just don't have right now. And it may be that crummy brother, for example, if you said, I need, can you come up with $100 a month so that I can get somebody in 3 days a week to cook for mom and dad, to make sure that mom's getting the nutrition she needs and dad is not drinking or whatever it is. And sooner or later, I mean, because giving him a specific task, saying, can you help me, it will not work. He's going to say no. But if you said, especially if it's monetary, that he may be able to come up with that money.
He has, like, no money. He's on disability, and they're always cutting back more and more.
All right. Well, it may be, does he live in the neighborhood? Could he go over and sort of...
He goes over, but he'll just go over to work on his car. And mom's walking down the driveway, towing the garbage bin, and he won't just get up and, oh, mom, sit down. I'll take care of that.
Well, look, we're not going to change his personality, for better or for worse, that's who your brother is. But it may be that him being over there is at least that the house isn't going to burn down, and it's at least some companionship for mom. I just think, Sue Ellen, this is, and I'm sympathetic. I understand that it's exhausting, and it's not only physically exhausting in terms of the actual behaviors, but it's also exhausting in terms of the emotions of, it's not fun to watch your father deteriorate. It's not fun to see your mom, who sounds like she was the kind of the bedrock of the family, get sick, especially in a life-threatening way. But it is what it is, kiddo. And what you're going to need to do is figure out how to best help them. And knowing what the financial situation is certainly the beginning of that.
Well, there was just a commercial during the commercial break about the visiting angels, so I'm going to look them up, and I wonder if somehow Medicaid or whatever doesn't chip in for any of that kind of stuff. Or
you could check. I know I bought long-term health care insurance for my mom years ago, and I also bought it for myself, with the idea being that, women in my mom's family live into their, late 90s, and so I figure, that there's possible that I'm going to need somebody to help me, and I just assume not be any more of a financial drain or emotional drain than I have to be. So when I bought it for myself, I was young and it was cheap. When I bought it for myself or for my mother, it wasn't so inexpensive, but it's turned out to be life-saving, and she's difficult, to be quite honest. She is always firing somebody, but at least there's the resource there for somebody to come and help her, to make sure that she showers, make sure that she gets to meals, I think buying long-term health care insurance for your parents at this moment is going to be prohibitively expensive, but finding out what their insurance will cover, especially where your dad seems to have some mental deterioration, your mom has got some physical problems. Once you know what the insurance is, talking with her oncologist, may be able to get the visiting nurse or somebody else over. So let's just understand that you need some help, and let's figure out what resources there are around to help you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, but you're going to need to know. So make a list, and you can start with her doctor. You can start with the social worker that is probably associated with the oncologist. You can find out what her policy is, what her insurance policy is. She may have supplemental. You find out what their bank account is. Find out, mom probably is still paying the bills, but she needs to tell you what's happening because you don't need the electricity shut off.
Right.
And you want to make sure that if she has insurance premiums, that the premiums are paid. Find out if there's life insurance. I mean, you need to find out what's going on here. And if she has a family lawyer, you need to know what the situation is here. Because the more resource she has, the more money that they have, the more ability you're going to have to be able to get other people involved. But even if there's no money involved, that's why you pay into Social Security. That's why we have charities. So don't give up. But you need to know what the situation is, specifically what financial situation is, what you need and what they need, and you get it worked out, and you can certainly call me back and I'll help you with any of that I can, but you need more information than you've got right now.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, kiddo. 855-993-7569. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Dr. Joy.
Absolutely. How may I help?
So I've been in a committed, healthy relationship for 5 years now. We're both in our mid-20s. The issue we've always had is our sex life. She does not have a sex drive whatsoever. It's always been a problem. We've talked about it dozens and dozens of times. It's getting to the point, though, that I'm ready to marry this girl, and I'm just looking at making some compromises at maybe just having to deal with an unsatisfying sex life for the rest of my life. Or I was just wondering if you had some sort of ideas on what I can do.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not crazy about people in their 20s getting married with somebody with whom they don't have a sex life. I just think that that's opening you up to all sorts of temptations later down the road. And I'm not suggesting that you'd be a cheat. I'm suggesting that one of the hallmarks of marriage, certainly at least at the beginning, is a committed sex life and exclusive sex life. So the two of you, if you're in your mid-20s, you got together what, when you were like 17 or 18?
19.
Okay. Does she use birth control?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of birth control is she on? Because there are some birth controls that really depress your sex drive.
That's true. She's been on all of them. She has very severe menstrual cycle issues. So the only one that really works for her now is the NuvaRing.
Well, is there ever been a time in the 5 years you've been together where she's exhibited any interest in sex?
Never. We talk about it, and she says that sex should not be like an integral part of a relationship. It should be like, if it were up to her, that she would be okay with never having sex ever. She just doesn't think a relationship should be built on sex. It shouldn't be an important factor, and I couldn't disagree more.
So what holds the two of you together?
We get along perfectly. I mean, we are best friends. We have everything in common. We have a great support system. We talk all the time. I mean, our relationship is fantastic, besides for the physical aspect.
Well, maybe you should be best friends, but not married to one another. I mean, I just think that it's... does she want children?
Yes. And she always has. I mean, it's not like our sex life is non-existent, but it's very, very... rare.
Well, all right. How often do you have sex?
I'd say about twice a month, maybe once a month.
Has she ever initiated sex?
I'd say about 2% of the time. And then when we talk about it afterwards, it's mainly she did it because she's afraid that it's her responsibility, like her duty. And if she didn't, that I would go out and cheat on her.
Is there anything she likes about sex?
Oh, she enjoys it very much, and she always, no issues there whatsoever. It's just that she never is just independently in the mood for having sex.
So she doesn't object to sex. She likes sex. She just doesn't initiate it.
Correct.
Well, that's a different thing than having no sex drive. I mean,
well,
It may not feel the same, but you have to remember, you met when you're very young, you're both unmarried. I don't know what her religious or familial background is, or ethnic background, but certainly for an awful lot of women, the notion of sex outside of marriage is if not taboo, at least separates, you know, the good girls from the bad girls. Let me put you on hold, because I think we may need to dissect this a little bit more than we have, all right? Let me put you on hold. We'll come back in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Have a question? question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with John, who is loves a woman with whom he's been for 4 or 5 years, and he's talking about getting married, but she didn't have a sex drive, and I'm not sure that that's the case, in that she enjoys sex. She just doesn't initiate sex, which isn't really exactly the same. Is she physical with you, John? Will she hold your hand? Does she give you hugs or kisses? Does?
Oh yeah, I mean, definitely. Holding hands, hugging, kissing, cuddling, all that stuff.
And she enjoys sex.
She enjoys it. I always feel almost selfish afterwards, because she tells me that when we have our talks about it, that she doesn't really ever want to have sex. She's just doing it so that I won't cheat on her.
Well, that's a crummy thing to do. I think the two of you, at very least, need to go and talk with a therapist together about this.
Because and that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. She's being incredibly manipulative. And she may not be doing them intentionally. Let me just kind of set out the possibilities here for you. But I do want the two of you to go talk with a therapist. Because it certainly is not unusual for young, unmarried women. First of all, let me start even before that. Boys are capable of enjoying sex, I swear to you, the moment the doctor slaps them on their little hiney and they take their first breath of oxygen, okay? You guys just, your genitalia is on the outside, it's easily stimulated, and everything is basically intact. It doesn't mean you're good lovers, it just means that you enjoy sex essentially from the beginning. For girls, it's much more complicated. Not only is it physically more complicated, genitalia is essentially on the inside, much harder to stimulate, but then you get all the societal stuff that says good girls don't, girls get pregnant, they're sluts and Madonnas. I mean, there's all this stuff, and it's not new. It's as old as human history. So the sex for a female is much more complicated, and essentially, I would argue that essentially for most women, that sex is a learned response. Hence the idea of trusting your partner, that you guys are supposed to be good at foreplay. Play because that it takes us longer to become aroused. I mean, the whole kind of context of sexuality. For you guys, you don't have to be interested, a look or a breeze. I mean, you guys just have a much easier time sexually than women, especially at the beginning, especially when you're young. So if you take a young woman who basically, and at some point, it's not that females aren't capable of sexuality or sexual feelings, it's that they're really frowned upon. You guys can go and do all sorts of things in the locker room that you guys think is very sexy. Girls do not do that. So, I mean, it's a whole different kind of context. And then when you start being sexual, when you're as young as the two of you were, and she has to worry what other people think, whether her parents approve, whether she's going to get pregnant, whether if she says no to sex, you're going to find someone else. Much more complicated issue. Now, which is why I think that the two of you need to start in therapy together. She may need to be in therapy by herself at some point to deal with some of these issues. Because it sounds to me, it's not that she's not interested in sex per se. It's that she's her feelings are ambivalent about her sexuality, that she loves you. But I mean, that's a terrible thing to do to you, to say, the only reason I ever have sex with you is because I'm afraid you'd cheat. I mean, that makes you sound like an insensitive, immoral monster, and I'm sure you're not. And
I
doubt
that
that is
talking to her.
Pardon?
It took a lot of talking to her to finally get that out of her. Why don't you ever want to have sex? What is it?
Well, but again, my dear, you're not a disinterested third party, and you can't really help her, right? I mean, you can love her, but what keeps occurring to my little brain is at one point, I was actually trained to do Masters and Johnson, kind of, the Masters and Johnson in the 80s in St. Louis, took couples who were having sexual problems to a motel, and over a period of, I don't know, 10 days or something, help them to kind of basically reboot their sexuality. The idea being that everybody's sexual, and if we're not sexual, there's something in the way of that, and we can basically kind of essentially reboot the system. We can figure out where the problem lies and kind of move beyond it. Well, it turns out to be a very expensive approach, among other things, and so there was kind of a modification. And at the point that I got my PhD, there were not a lot of women who had PhDs, and so I instantly got kind of sort of trained into that world. And it is an interesting philosophy, and they're very specific. This kind of modification is that you would give couples who were having sexual problems what was called sensate focus. And the idea is that there would be very specific exercises where the woman was in charge and she got to tell the man what to do to make her feel good. And he was not allowed to do anything without her permission. And it's a very effective approach. I don't know how many people do it anymore, but I'm sure you could find somebody. But even before you do that, I think you need to, and the advantage that I had that many of my colleagues didn't is I was already a therapist and could help deal with some of the emotional issues before we tackled the sensate focus, the idea being that you start all over with the fact that we are all sexual creatures and that bodies are made, among other things, for pleasure. And if they're not, that there's something in your head that has trained your body not to respond. And therefore, if we can both retrain the body and retrain the head. And I think the two of you are great candidates for it. It sounds like you trust each other, you like each other. You've been very patient with her, and we certainly need... I would not encourage the two of you to go into a marriage at this moment thinking that anytime you have sex with her, she's doing you a favor. I think that's a very dangerous footing on which to start a relationship, especially where the two of you are as young as you are. If you were in your 90s, you'd say, well, you know, maybe. But you're not. Right. And so the first time some woman comes along and says, John, I think you're the sexiest thing I've ever met, and I can hardly keep my hands off you, that there's going to be much more of a temptation than if the two of you had a perfectly normal, healthy, happy sex life. So I think before you decide to marry each other, the two of you need to at least explore the possibilities of having a normal, healthy, happy sex life, which doesn't mean that she's necessarily going to take a huge initiative. I mean, I think there is still that social...
Well, she has already been to the doctor to rule out any medical issues.
I doubt that it's medical. And the fact that she enjoys sex when she's doing it, which means that her body is one place and her head's another. So we need to get her head on board on this.
Okay. I'll look into couples therapy. That was the next logical step. I just didn't know if you had any other suggestions.
Well, I think I would start there. The Masters and Johnson approach, I think it might be really fun for the two of you and really interesting. And it's just a matter of finding somebody. My guess is that you can. I mean, it's not that controversial anymore. You don't do it for a couple of weeks in St. Louis. You do it in a therapist's office with the idea being, and my requirement for my clients was that you could go out for dinner and discuss what happened in the session, but you had to devote an hour a day to whatever the exercise I gave you was, and you had to come back and report on it. And it was amazingly successful.
Sort of like, and what was that called again?
It's just the Masters and Johnson approach. It's called sensate focus. Yeah, sensate focus. All righty.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, John. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Carol Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
All righty. All right, Liza. All right, I got a bunch of plays for you. I've got four plays for you. I mentioned that Neil Patrick Harris, who won the Tony for Hedwig, was doing a book signing, but that doesn't actually count. But I've got four plays for you. All right. Let me start in reverse order for no particular reason. Okay, Lennon is down on 17th Street, and as you may recall, John Lennon's birthday was, I think, October 9th. He would have been 74. This is two guys from Australia, John R. Waters and Stuart Dariotta, who have been, it's called Lennon Through a Glass Onion, and they've been touring the show for like two decades and have finally brought it to New York. Okay, let me tell you the good news. The good news is they are enormously talented, both of them. It's two guys, one sitting at a piano with a fedora, the other in a black t-shirt, black jeans, and a black leather jacket and a microphone, and they are both extraordinarily talented. They do 31 songs in about 90 minutes. The bad news is neither of them begin to sound or look like John Lennon. In 10 or 15 years, when people don't have fresh memories of John Lennon, this might work. And I would love to see these guys do songs of the 60s or, a Frank Sinatra review or something, because they are enormously talented. They have his great voice. The guy who plays the piano, who's Stuart, enormously talented. But they don't sound or look like John Lennon. There were people who were actually walking out on this, which I think is incredibly rude. But I suppose if you're really... the person I took with me is a John Lennon aficionado and really liked it. I think he liked it probably better before he asked me what I thought of it. But the songs are great, and he weaves sort of John Lennon stories, and it's also basically the last years of it. Basically starts and ends with the assassination, and it's certainly sort of a downbeat story, but John Lennon's story is sort of a downbeat story. So what can I tell you? I'm kind of mixed about it. As I said, two very talented guys, but if they I think it should have been called something else. A lot of the songs you recognize, some of them you don't. But maybe an evening, the John Lennon story or something, but he doesn't sound like John Lennon, and he doesn't look like John Lennon. All right. Found. This is an interesting sort of musical, which some people like, some people hate it. It's got a lot of songs in it, with a very large cast, and the notion is that on the worst day of a guy's life, he thinks he's about to get a promotion, and not only does he not get a promotion, but he gets fired, and his girlfriend dumps him, and I think his car is stolen or something. No, his car isn't stolen, because what he finds is what he thinks is a ticket on his car. Someone steals his phone and his watch and his shoes and his belt. So he's not having a good day. And what he finds on the windshield of his car is a note that says, "I hate you, the F-bomb is dropped quite frequently, text me later." And the idea is that supposedly every one of the letters, the notes in this play, around which songs are written, the first one being called Weird Day, are actually found pieces of paper. But folks, this is Broadway, and there are a couple that worked really well. First of all, this should have been 90-minute, one act. It's too long. And there's some really strange choices that are put in here, which I suppose are to lighten the mood or something. And the idea, again, the sort of unifying concept is all of these are found notes. But folks, this is art. You're allowed to cheat a little bit. You're allowed to, even though you found something, not put it in the play. I think this was sort of an idea that needed some serious editing. Okay, While I Yet Live is a play that is primary stages in Times Square by Billy Porter. Yeah, that Billy Porter, who is certainly known for lots of other kind of cool things, including he was played Lola in Kinky Boots. He won the Tony, the Grammy, Drama Desk, Outer Critics, and he's written a play that I assume is vaguely autobiographical about a Southern family. It stars the great Esepatha Merkerson as well. And the reason I like this play, and lots did not, but I liked the first act much better than the second act. I thought the second act didn't really work. But the first act, the audience, it was like being in a revival meeting, because they were talking about, I went to school in the South. Part of what I did when I was at Rice is I did research on something called Project Houston, and I went to Baptist churches. And that's what this reminded me of. And that was really fun, because the audience is, it's responsive reading almost for a play. And the actors get into it. I thought the first act worked much better than the second. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but it's an interesting experience. Okay. The play I'm sending you to, without any reservations whatsoever, is The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. This is based on a children's book, apparently, that deals with a kid who's played by Alex Sharp, who just graduated this year from Juilliard, and he's going to win a Tony for this, and a Drama Desk. He's going to win everything for it. It's brilliantly staged. It's a story of essentially an Asperger's kid who cannot lie. He's got his mother has disappeared. His father is trying to raise him. He has a very sympathetic teacher. And all the complications. It's very fresh. It's brilliantly staged. Make sure you stay after the curtain call. And I'm not going to tell you exactly why, although they'll tell you why in the play, and people just thought they were being silly. But this is a kid who is a genius at math. He's sort of almost the Rain Man, the Dustin Hoffman part. The performances are great. I just thought this was a fascinating look at relationships, at loyalty, at all sorts of really cool things. I think I never give anything 5 stars. I think I gave this actually 5 stars. So, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, right? This is a non-miss. The rest of them have their own vague appeal, and I'm, as you know, a fan of live theater over everything else because it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Lennon, I'd say if you're a real John Lennon fan, but I'm afraid you might be disappointed because he doesn't look or sound like John Lennon. A Found is an interesting idea about what people keep and what they throw away and what we learn from strangers and how other people's lives can illuminate ours, but really needed some serious pruning. While I Yet Live is a cultural experience that I think is in and of itself. I'm not sure it's great theater, but it's an interesting experience. The Curious Incident of the Dog of the Night shouldn't be missed. All right, so you can get more details at drjoy.com. And let's see, I've got now about a minute and a half. There's a lot more theater coming up. We've got Glenn Close coming. We've got Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane coming this week. We've got On the Town. So lots and lots of theater. So it's that time of year. And if you're planning to come to the city, you can do one of two things. Either you can sort of check out what's coming and see if you can get tickets ahead of time, especially if things are in previews. The tickets are less expensive and usually a little bit more accessible and available. But you don't know what you're getting. But there's kind of fun in that. And live theater is live theater. It has its own particular appeal to it. Or you can come on day of and go into Times Square to KTS, and you get half-price tickets on that day plus a service charge. And they now take credit cards. Bless them. They didn't used to. And it's really a happening kind of thing. You don't know what you're going to get. It's whatever is available by the time you get up there. You can certainly go directly to the theater, but you're not going to get half-price tickets. But KTS is right in Times Square. It's a cultural event. There are jugglers and people passing out coupons for restaurants, and you get to talk to everybody. It's not a bad idea to have checked out drjoy.com and at least have some idea of what you think you might want to see, because once you get up there, they're not going to be crazy about if you ask them to describe the plot of everything. And you can decide whether you like musicals or whether you like off-Broadway or off-Broadway, whether you like drama, whether you're going for a particular actor. But if you're willing to be a little flexible, it's a great way to see theater. And if you're going to come to the city, yeah, take the Staten Island Ferry, go to Ground Zero, go to Central Park, but go and see some theater, too. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. and twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, so we're going to finish up our look, our technological look.
you know, the book Men, Women, and Children is supposedly about how the internet has affected relationships. It's really not. It's about bad parenting, which is actually a much more interesting topic, and how parents have gotten really careless about monitoring their kids and or thinking that if they're monitoring them, that all is well. I mean, it's a very interesting movie. All right, so let's finish up because we got so many responses about and yesterday it proves why we should probably leave things up on Facebook for at least 24, 48 hours, is yesterday the percentage of people who had only cell phones to landlines was about maybe 1.5 to 1. So about 50% more people had only a cell phone as opposed to had both. Today, it's that's reversed. It's basically almost exactly reversed. It's about 1.5 times more people have both than have just cell phones. And we actually had a caller who called in, bless his little technologically based heart, to say people who have their cell phone bundled with their internet are not landlines, that those are internet, which is a good point. Okay, so let's, James, lay on me what how we're going to finish this up. Take it on home.
All right, yeah, on the bundling with the cable, one of the people listening actually said that they don't have a cell, they have the cable one, mostly because it's clear performance, especially when speaking with her 88-year-old mother, and it also displays the incoming call on their TV, so that's something I hadn't even taken into consideration. That
well, and people call on their pads too, their iPads. You know, this whole technology, I mean, I think in 5 years, we're not going to recognize how we make phone calls and how we, you know, how we deal with the internet. And, you know, things are changing so quickly. But, you know, and that whole thing about older people using the internet is really inspiring. All right, keep going.
All right. We've got a few people who they only have their cells for just really close friends and family.
Yeah,
and then they leave the landline for the middle of the night. If the phone rings, they know it's something important. So it's emergencies. A few other people, they keep the landline so they know that if that rings, it's probably a telemarketer and they can ignore it.
But why have the phone at all?
That's a good question.
Yeah, well, yeah, I have this phone just for telemarketers.
Yep.
Wow. Well, you know, you can call. I used to know the number by heart where you could call up and get your phone taken off telemarketing. I don't know that you can do that on cell phones. I know you can do it on landlines because I used to, every once in a while, it would come out and I would announce it on the air as kind of a public service.
Nice.
Yeah, you can actually have your phone taken off the list. They can't call you. I think it's called a don't call list. If you Google don't call list, you'll get the phone number. Let's see if I can do that. You go ahead and talk. Let's see if I can find it.
Okay. A few people keep their landlines because they hated losing the service if they were on hold, and then their cell would drop out, and they'd have to call back. They would have to sit back on hold again. So it kept them from having that problem. A few others.
I agree with that. Although it's happened to me on a landline too.
Oh yes.
Because they can hang up on you from that area, you know, from whomever you're calling.
Definitely. A few people they have a landline because that's how their security system is connected.
That's a good point.
So got that. A few others. Someone said that they keep their landline mostly for the sake of her mother, who would have a very hard time remembering the new number.
Well, but you can program into your phone. Apparently, the National Do Not Call Registry. You just go online. The FTC puts it out, and you just write down what your phone. You can put up to 3 phone numbers, your email address, and submit it. And then you're on a don't call. So there you go.
Great.
Yeah.
A few people have them solely for the sake of confirming appointments, like doctors, business.
Yeah, that was sort of what I used in the old days. Well, when I had an office number as well, I would...
It's nice to have a number that most people can't get a hold of, but was it worth $100 a month to me? And I decided it really wasn't. And the nice thing about cell phones is, and I sort of subscribe to this, that my cell phone obviously has caller ID on it, and if it's unknown, I basically assume that if they want to get in touch with me, they better leave a message, because I'm not going to answer it, and I'm not going to call them back. You can't call them back if it's unknown. But I figure anybody that I don't know who's calling and who I don't have caller ID needs to leave me a message. And if they do, I'll call them back. And if they don't, I won't. So there, haha.
Oh, if I don't recognize the number, I don't answer.
Yeah.
A few people actually they've messaged us from Florida, saying that when the hurricanes came through, it's the only thing that kept them wired. Because they
didn't evacuate, huh?
Nope, they didn't. They didn't, and the cells, all the towers were down, but the landline that was wired in, it worked somehow.
Huh.
So, would not have expected that.
Yeah, I would have expected that would be one of the first things that would get whacked. But okay.
Yeah. At least one person said that, yes, they do have it, but they have no idea why. My husband still feels the need to have it. It's $20 a month we could spend on coffee. Fair enough.
Yeah, I know. Well, that was kind of one of the points do you need it and why and when does it work? And I know for me, as I said, it was a very specific kind of issue, which is to have it for an emergency. And the three times I needed it, it didn't work. So decided, there we go.
Yeah, and on the emergencies, another person said, kind of a little bit off that, that if they call 911 on their cell and something, like say they lose connection or it just...
It's registered, though.
Yeah. That way, an ambulance can actually get to them.
Yeah. No, I agree. So, which is, there's also the GPS on your phone, which is, people sort of feel a bit mixed about. But, because apparently, did you know they can apparently track you on your GPS even if your phone's not on?
Yep, I did, which is kind of scary.
It does. I mean, I remember being at a conference 20 years ago and saying, well, we're going to have this, we're going to have this kind of technology so you'll be able to know where your boss is at any time. And I said, you know what? If you know where your boss is going to know where you are.
Yeah.
So I remember at the time thinking, I'm not sure this is exactly what we have in mind here. There you go.
Then we also had that, yes, they do have a landline, because they wouldn't dare giving most of their family members their actual cell number. Because they would be getting calls nonstop.
Wow. All right, folks. Well, it's always good to know what's going on in your mind and, what's important to you. And we'll continue to do that. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-3-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The
experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.